Without warning, Maya glared at the harmless man.
Not now.
Joe snorted.
You know what? The smell of you would be an insult to the sewers. You!
Maya pointed a finger in the man's face.
Not now.
Maya, Sky protested as they limped past Joe. He's just teasing.
I don't trust him.
Sky frowned. Since last summer, Maya had grown increasingly suspicious of Joe.
You keep saying that, but I don't understand why not. He's been hanging around here forever.
Maya's features pinched into a sour expression.
He's more.
More what?
I don't know, the older woman muttered. But I intend to find out.
Sky didn't argue. She was too tired. Besides, arguing with Maya was like smacking her head into a brick wall. And her head had already been smacked into enough walls for one day, thank you very much. Reaching the coffee shop squashed between a tanning salon and a falafel restaurant, Sky placed her hand against the door to unravel the protective wards, and they stepped inside. It wasn't a large establishment, but to her it was filled with charm. There were small round tables spread around the white-tiled floor and walls that were painted a bright lavender. Sky had recently decorated the large front windows with fall leaves, pumpkins, and black cats in celebration of the Halloween season. And even though they were closed, the air was scented with the rich aroma of freshly pressed coffee and baked pastries that lured customers from miles around to stand in a line down the block, sometimes for hours. For those customers who weren't in the mood for coffee and muffins, or just preferred a bit of peace, there was an attached bookstore where you could sink into one of the cushy armchairs and read without distractions. Of course, there were parts of the Witch's Brew that weren't so charming.